Your living. Good evening, Om Shanti, and welcome to the second day evening session of Awakening to the Call of Time, the ITWing conference of the Brahma Kumaris Raja Yoga Education Research Foundation. As promising as the morning has been, the evening has three prominent speakers, which I am pretty sure that you will enjoy. Our next speaker is Brahma Kumar Karuna Bhaiji. Brahma Kumar Karuna is the member of the Managing Committee of the Prajapita Brahma Kumaris Ishwari Vishwavidyalaya. He is also the chairperson of the media wing of the Brahma Kumaris. Now, let us listen to his good wishes for the conference.
Om Shanti. Hamare sabhi information technology ke sabhi इस कॉन्फ्रेंस में भाग ले रहे हैं, आप सबका हार्दिक स्वागत करता हूं। हमने प्लानिंग तो किया था, जैसे कहते हैं मैन प्रपोजस, कि आप सबको आबू पर्वत पर बुलाने का। बहुत ही सुंदर वातावरण है, ईश्वर ने इतना सुंदर वातावरण यहाँ बनाया है, प्रकृति जो किसी भी प्रकार का प्रदूषण नहीं है। आप सभी बहुत व्यस्त रहते हैं अपने कार्यों में, तो हमने सोचा कि आप सब यहाँ आएंगे, कुछ दिन साथ रहेंगे और बहुत रिफ्रेश होकर के आप सभी जाएंगे, ऐसा हमने सोचा था। परंतु समय कुछ ऐसा बता रहे हैं कि शायद सारे युग की एक विशेष परिवर्तन होने का, जैसे हम सबको सोचना हो गया है। तो हम यही चाहते हैं कि आप सभी भले इस समय पर वहां है, परंतु आपका जो सेवा है, जो नरु सिस्टम हम कहते हैं, तो इस विश्व को चलाने का जो विशेष कार्य है, उसमें आप सामने नहीं दिखते हैं, परंतु जैसे नरु सिस्टम के बिना नहीं होता है, तो इसी प्रकार आपके बिना, आपकी सेवा के बिना ये विश्व आगे नहीं बदल सकता है। परंतु हम ये देख रहे हैं कि क्या ट्रैफिक और क्या हम लोग दौड़ते और अपने अपने कार्यस्थान पर पहुंचते, तो फिर देर देर तक वापस घर पहुंचते। ये जो दिन हम सब देखे थे, तो आज ईश्वर ने शायद हम सब के जो विशेष सेवा का जो फल स्वरूप, इस समय पर हमको घर में बैठ करके वही सेवा करने का जो एक सौभाग्य दिया है। तो क्योंकि नेगेटिव सोचने से कोई फायदा तो होती नहीं है, तो हर चीज को पॉजिटिव सोचने से हम लोग उसमें खुद भी संतुष्ट रहते हैं और सारे विश्व को संतुष्ट कर सकते हैं। तो इसलिए आप सबसे हम यही निवेदन करेंगे, जो आने वाली जो दुनिया, भले कोरोना कल चला भी जाए, परंतु जो दुनिया हम लोगों ने जो पीछे छोड़ा है, वो अभी आने वाला नहीं है। वो एक अपना नया रूप ही लेके बाहर आएगा और उसके लिए आप सभी ही निमित्त बनेंगे। तो जो बापूजी के जो आशा थी कि राम राज्य का, या प्रजापिता ब्रह्मा कुमारी ईश्वरीय विश्वविद्यालय भी यही कहते हैं कि भारत सोने की चिड़िया थी, तो वो फिर से भारत में वो राज्य आएगा जिसको आदि सनातन देवी देवता धर्म कहते हैं। तो वो कैसे आएगा, तो उसके लिए प्रकृति को तो साफ कर दिया, जो हम लोग कभी सोच भी नहीं सकते थे, वो कार्य तो ईश्वर ने कर दिया है। परंतु वो सृष्टि में हम कैसे जिया जाए, तो उसके लिए जो बेसिक रिक्वायरमेंट, जिसको हम कहते हैं प्यूरिटी, प्यूरिटी ऑफ थॉट चाहिए, प्यूरिटी ऑफ फूड चाहिए, फॉर और हमारे जो लाइफस्टाइल का, तो इस समय पर परिवार कहाँ, आप कहाँ, और कार्य कहाँ, तो इस प्रकार के एक बहुत ही टेंशन के जो जीवन चल रहा था, तो उसका शुरुआत अभी हम अपने परिवार के साथ ही रह करके हम इस विश्व को चला सकते हैं, और जिसको हम कहते हैं कि ये आप सबका एक विशेष प्रयास है। तो इसीलिए तो हम चाहते हैं कि आप ईश्वर के जो नई सृष्टि की नया जो सिविलाइजेशन है, जो टोटल एक परिवर्तन की जो रूप है, उसका आप सभी निमित्त बन करके आप करेंगे, ऐसा मैं मानता हूं। भले बाहर से इस समय पर जिसको वॉरियर्स कहते हैं हम लोग, जो डॉक्टर्स है, नर्सेस है या और स्टाफ है, पुलिस है, परंतु ये नहीं जानते हैं, तो आईटी नहीं है, इंफॉर्मेशन टेक्नोलॉजी के जो लाखों भाई बहने जो बैक बोन बन करके जो सेवा कर रहे हैं, चाहे वो कोई भी सेवा हो, तो उनके बिना वो नहीं चल सकता है। हर चीज में इंफॉर्मेशन टेक्नोलॉजी, जिसको अभी अभी एक नए वर्ड भी हम यूज कर रहे हैं कि एआई, आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस, हर चीज को किस तरह से हम रिफाइन करें और अच्छा करें, तो ये सब आप सबका है। तो इसीलिए जो सृष्टि का या विश्व का परिवर्तन का जो कार्य है, उसमें आप सभी लगे हैं, लगे रहेंगे, और हम सबके साथ ईश्वर है, क्योंकि ईश्वर को भूल करके जो भी होता है वो विनाश काले विपरीत बुद्धि विनश्यन्ति का ही हो रहा है। इसलिए ईश्वर साथ है तो आने वाली सृष्टि भी ईश्वर की रचना, जो नई सृष्टि कहा जाएगा, तो इसीलिए आप उसका फाउंडेशन बन करके कार्य कर रहे हैं, तो इस बात को हम सारे दुनिया के सामने प्रत्यक्ष करना चाहते हैं, तो इसीलिए ये कॉन्फ्रेंस को हमने रखा है। तो बहुत अच्छे अच्छे स्पीकर्स इसमें आ रहे हैं, तो इसीलिए हम आपसे नम्र निवेदन करेंगे, तो इस पूरा कॉन्फ्रेंस को आप अटेंड करेंगे, ऐसी आशा करता हूं। जैसे समय सब ठीक हो जाएगा, आपका घर है, ईश्वर का घर है, अबू पर्वत पर जरूर आप सभी अपने परिवार के साथ आएंगे, ऐसी आशा करते हुए मैं अपना ये दो शब्द समाप्त करता हूं। ओम शांति।
थैंक यू वेरी मच करुणा भाई जी फॉर योर गुड विशेस। लाइफ इज ऑफन अ रिफ्लेक्शन ऑफ व्हाट वी थिंक, व्हाट वी स्पीक एंड व्हाट वी डू। A new way of thinking should lead us to a new way of living. But often, simple things are not that simple. Because they appear simple, but when you put that into practice, often we face challenges again. And the times that we are in, it has demanded us a great deal of redoing, rethinking, reworking. The next session is about awakening to a new way of living. Life, of course, as we all know, should be enjoyed. Our first speaker for the evening is Dr. Mohit Gupta, who is the professor of cardiology at G.B. Pant Hospital in Delhi. He is known for bringing in the science of spirituality, for his understandings of the scientific aspect of how spirituality works. And I believe he will speak today on awakening to a new way of living, so that we understand living with the scientific temperament and also with the essence of spirituality.
Om Shanti. How do I feel when people and situations are not the way I want them to be? How do I feel when I am not behaving the way I expect myself to behave? What kind of feelings do I have when I want to do something, but I am unable to convince my mind to do it? My dear friends, do you often feel stressed out, anxious, angry, irritable, taking decisions and vehemently defending them, trying to be a life of a sufferer? This is what is called a life of a captive. Every day, when we get up, we press the same emotional buttons. We get up in the same way, interact with the people in the same way, use the same Facebook, WhatsApp, Twitter, update her status, eat the same breakfast, get to the same place, doing the things exactly in the same way, connecting to the people, decisions in right with the same kind of mindset. Ultimately, with the same emotional reactions, the life that we have is exactly the same which was like yesterday. Where is the change? When and how is this change is to be created? Don't you feel that today we need to bring a change in our life? We need to awaken our mind to a new way of living. Our thoughts are our primary treasure. Every day, when our thoughts are being pressed in the same way, they are giving us the same choices. The choices that we make give us a behavior. The behavior, the way we are behaving with people, generate certain feelings in our life. And those feelings are generating wonderful and mixed emotions. Those emotions determine the quality and the direction of my interactions and my physical and emotional health. So same thoughts, same behavior, same feelings, same emotions, and same life. We become a captive of our own thought process. If we need to bring a change in our life, we need to train our mind to think differently. We need to teach our mind to think more logically and rationally. The uncertain future is made to be certain when we choose to give our mind a different set of thoughts. And that is what is called evolution. Changing a new thought, creating a new thought, giving a new set of thoughts to our mind gives a new behavior. A new behavior will generate new feelings and new emotions, and our whole life changes its direction into a positive and a powerful way. When we behave in a positive way, it gives us a good positive mood. If that mood carries on for some particular time, it changes into a temperament. And when the temperament is carrying on for a long time, it gives us a personality. By the age of 30 to 35 years, we all become a set of memorized behaviors, unconscious habits, hardwired attitudes, and the choices that we make in our life. Everything that we are doing continuously will train our brain to do the same thing, and actually our brain turns out into an unconscious mind. We are just thinking and doing. If we need to bring a change in our life, if we need to awaken to a new way of living, we have to awaken ourselves to a new way of thinking. Awakening is a beautiful phenomena. It means to be consciously aware of every thought that is crossing your mind. 50,000 thoughts is your power. This is the energy, this is the ammunition that your mind has. 50,000 powerful emotional bullets. And just imagine, if we are able to empower them with lot of positivity, with love, with harmony, what kind of our life would be? It would be a beautiful life. It would be a life which is in our own control. Awakening is about all creating a balance between consciousness and costume. A balance between consciousness, costume, and supreme consciousness. This perfect harmonization of feelings and emotions is what gives us a beautiful life. When we try to control anybody outside, whenever we try to modify and change these situations, that itself indicates that we are out of balance. Awakening tells us that the new way of living is to search balance within our own selves. Balance is all about harmonizing our body and our soul also. Today, I am going to tell you certain beautiful techniques to create and innovate that beautiful way of living in your life. When we talk about awakening is about having proper diet. Whenever we choose to live in a new way, we have to harmonize between our diet, our exercise, and taking proper rest. These are the three most beautiful treasures that each one of us is gifted with. While we get up every day in the morning, it is pertinent, it is important for us to have a good and a healthy diet. A diet which is low in fats, rich in fibers, which is devoid of refined flour. When we talk about oils, we rotate all the oils in our diet. When we talk about fruits and vegetables, at least 3 to 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. Choosing good methods of cooking, avoiding trans fats, having good amount of healthy nuts in our life. This is what our diet should be. While we all choose to eat healthy, it is also important for us to understand that what kind of emotional diet we all are having today. Food is more powerful than any weight losing pill that we would be having. Similarly, our thoughts, our emotions are more powerful than anything that can transform our life. When we get up in the morning, we are surrounded by digital world, by media world, by print media, everything, you know, WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter, and we are loaded with information, most of it negative, most of it inculcating fear, panic, uncertainty, and generating worry in our life. Consuming anything too much is something which is really harmful. When we are over consuming these kind of negative information, what kind of effect does it create on our mind and on our health? Our mind, our brain is working, is a balance of two centers. One is the emotional center and the other one is the rational thinking brain. When fear and worry are the predominant negative informations, our emotional center, the amygdala, it takes controls of the rational thinking brain and we stop thinking rationally. That is why you see, often when we are emotionally disturbed, we are unable to take proper decisions. My dear friends, if we keep on loading our mind with toxic doses of fear and negativity, and not only we just load our own self, we also load people with this information by forwarding this information to them. Isn't it? Is it the right way of living? That is not the right way. Let us awaken our spirit, our mind into a beautiful way that we will consume only positive and powerful information. Let us practice the art of unplugging our mind. Very important in present times, because if we unplug our mind, we choose to drive our own car, our own emotions. But when we don't choose to unplug our mind, our fear, our panic, our worry takes control of our life. It's driving our car. It's driving our emotional health, and our life would never be the way we want it to be. First 60 minutes in the morning, choose to unplug. Nothing digital should be there surrounding us. Let us read something nice. Let us listen to a good music. Let us write something nice. Not even newspaper, nothing. But we are meditating. We are energizing, you know. That is so much important. And somebody nicely says that if you want to win the day, you win your morning. And if you want to win your morning, win your night. That is why last 60 minutes of your day, again, unplug. Create a E-free zone. Completely a E-free zone. We must understand, consuming toxic doses of digital media, print media, even in the night, will give us a very poor quality of health as well as sleep. Because night is one time and morning is one time when our conscious brain is directly communicating with the subconscious brain. Everything that we are putting into our brain will directly go and get imprinted into our subconscious brain, and that will have a huge impact on our day and also our sleep. So in the night, last 60 minutes, read something good. Listen to a good music. Practice gratitude. Be thankful to various people. Write something nice. Meditate. That's the way. Check the emotions that you are consuming. The diet that you are consuming. Don't even forward whatever it is. Sometimes you are loaded with some negative informations in your media. Don't choose to forward this energy to other people. They are also in pain. We must take care of them. It is so much important to maintain this emotional health, emotional diet in present times. Whenever we are having something, consuming water, consuming food, today science has clearly shown, instill the power of positive thoughts. Every thought should be pure and powerful. When we are instilling our thoughts with purity and positivity, our energy is getting transmitted into the food and water that we are consuming. Their structure changes. The energy, the vibrations of our food changes. That is the new way of living. The physical and the emotional diet that we all should be consuming. The second very important aspect of our health, of creating balance, of awakening is to do a proper exercise. Whether you are thin, whether you are obese, it doesn't matter at all. But starting an exercise, physical exercise program is the best thing that you can do in your life. Do you know that if we gain 1 kg of weight, it's like your body has to form 3 kilometers of additional blood vessels to supply blood to that particular weight. So much is the importance. If we are exercising only 35 to 40 minutes every day, we are adding healthy 35 to 40 minutes to our age. This is pure science now. So every day, keep moving. 30 to 45 minutes of moderate brisk walking, strength training, muscle training, 2 days in a week is something that will do a lot of good to you. Diseases like cancer, diseases like cardiovascular diseases, early aging, our immune system in the present times, when everybody is disturbed, those people who are exercising even in their home, yoga, anything, this is going to do a lot of good to their immune system also. It is pertinent to mention that your exercises increases blood flow to your brain and other organs. And when it does so, there are 3 or 4 natural scientific phenomena that are happening in our body which are very important. Our gray matter increases. Gray matter is something in our brain that is responsible for taking proper decisions, for being decisive in our life, for having a good and a powerful memory. That is the power, and this is selectively shown by scientific studies that it increases once we exercise. Those happy hormones like, you know, dopamine, endorphins, enkephalins, serotonin, all these hormones significantly increase their production when we are exercising. Calming hormones like gabapentin, they are all increasing when we are exercising. This is the importance of exercise, our ability to be healthy, to be decisive, to memorize things, to be very happily interacting with people significantly increases. So let's get moving. Let's just not sit. Irrespective of whether you are thin, you are fat, starting an exercise program is the best thing that you can do. That is very important for all of us. But while you exercise for your body, you go out in sunlight to get natural things, natural vitamins, natural things for your body, it is also important to exercise your mind. That is called emotional exercise. Don't you distance yourself in the present times. We are practicing social distancing. We are practicing social hygiene in our life, isn't it? We sanitize ourselves. Being a doctor, we have to sanitize n number of times, wash our hands, take adequate protection when we are treating patients. But equally important is emotional distancing and emotional hygiene in our life. Emotionally distancing from negative people and negative emotions. When you move out in the society to your workplace, naturally you can't change them. You can't stop them from speaking. But one thing you can allow yourself is to choose what emotions are entering into the sea of your mind. That's your choice. You can distance yourself from all negative emotions. That's a conscious choice that you can create in your life. My dear friends, similarly, emotional hygiene is not allowing feeling of anger, feeling of irritation, feeling of competition, expectations, hatred, jealousy, something that we keep on instilling into our mind, which turns into an unwanted dustbin. Let us distance ourselves on this beautiful time. Let us teach our mind not to ingest any negative emotions. Let us teach our mind to be loving, because love is a natural emotion, not anger. It's natural to be compassionate. It's not natural to be having the feelings of hatred, jealousy, and not accepting people as they are. Don't you think it's time to hold hands and not grudges? It's time that all of us move together. It's time that we are moving together and teaching our mind to be peaceful, to be loving in every interaction that we have in our life. As we move in the society, as we move in our family, the pressures are always going to be there. The pressures, those stimulus, those emotional phenomena, those pinpoint, those pricks are always going to be there. People will not be the way you want them to be. Your society will not be the way you want them to be. Your relations, that lack of understanding would always be there. But that lack of understanding is to be modified when we change our own perspective. That people are not wrong. People are different in their approach. A simple change in the world can change our whole emotional mindset. It's all about the way we are looking at people and situations. When we move out to our professional life, there are pressures. But those pressures are also opportunities. It depends upon the way we are looking at those pressures, or we are looking at them as opportunities. It's a conscious choice. Nature would not be the way you want it to be. Look at the present times. The disease spreading so rampantly. Everybody going out to do everything, but still things getting uncontrollable. And when everything is uncontrollable outside, the only thing that we can control is our mind. Make your mind your best friend in these times. Don't try to control your mind. It's like a little child. It's just going to run away. If you make your mind your best friend, it will always be with you. Teach it emotional hygiene and emotional distancing every day. As you go out for a walk, for a physical walk, teach it also to be emotionally distant from every other person, from negative persons, from negative emotions. That is the new way of living our own life. That is a way in which we are able to choose happiness. We are able to choose gratitude. We are able to choose joy in our lives. The third and a very important thing in our life is rest. That's the art. That's the basis of our life. While sleep and rest is very, very important, it's a necessity, it's a biological necessity for all of us. We must sleep from 6 to 8 hours depending on our age. But my question to you is, as we all practice sleep hygiene, not consuming coffee, having those particular typical habits when we sleep, having a E-free zone, doing everything particularly, everything right on the way, but if our mind is disturbed, if we are emotionally unstable, would you be able to sleep comfortably? Is it possible for you to sleep comfortably? You may sleep for 10 hours, but with a sleeping pill. And it will just put your body to sleep, not your mind to sleep. You get up with the same emotional reactions, with the same thoughts. Where is the change? Those same thoughts again will make you sleepless. Again will make you that same feeling of disturbance, that same feeling of uncomfortable feeling that you will be having. You will never be able to have that rest in your life. But look at, remember a day when you have done something really good for somebody. You have really helped somebody in their lives. On that day, even if you sleep for a few hours, what is the quality of sleep that you have? It's amazing. It's wonderful. My dear friends, science clearly tells us, logic clearly tells us, spirituality clearly tells us that in these times of adversity, what we need in our life is emotional rest. That is what is important. As sleep is important for the body, similarly, emotional rest is important for our soul, for our consciousness. And a spiritual term for this emotional rest is called meditation. That meditation is the art of spiritual quarantine. We are all in quarantine. We feel we are getting used to this term that we are in quarantine, we are in quarantine, I'm in isolation. We are in physical quarantine often, but spiritual quarantine is a conscious choice that each one of us has to create. Meditation is an art of teaching your thoughts to give space in between. When you are giving space to your thoughts, when your thoughts are in comfort, in harmony with Supreme, with Almighty, it's deriving that powerful, peaceful energy, your each thought becomes very, very powerful. The speed of your thought is very, very slow, and the quantity, the number of your thoughts is less. So you are thinking slow, you are thinking powerful, you are thinking less, and you are thinking much better. It gives you a positive lifestyle. It gives you a happy life. This is what meditation is. Meditation is an art of inculcating peace, love, happiness, joy, knowledge, power, and purity in your thoughts. And when all these six beautiful powers you are able to inculcate in your mind, you are able to assimilate in your mind, it is then that you have the feeling of bliss in life, which is happiness beyond senses, or what we call as anandam, the ananda sthiti. We are a beautiful, powerful soul, a conscious soul. Must experience out of 1,140 minutes. You are gifted every day. Today, it's time to awaken your own self to the new way of living. Awakening to a new way of living is awakening to a new way of thinking. It's exploring the certainty that is there within us. But we have to do it consciously. We have to do it with our own mindset that yes, I need it. We need to have only 20 minutes for our own selves in the morning and in the evening. 20 minutes silent meditation, Raj Yoga meditation, 20 minutes morning meditation is what you need to create a perfect harmony in your left and right brain, the logical and the emotional brain. That is what creates the joy, the sense of fullness in life. That is like breaking your chain, getting free, a soul waiting to be awakened. Aren't you ready for this? This is the call of time that we need to experience. Let us sit back and take a look at the kind of thoughts. I'm a peaceful soul. A shining star in the center of the forehead. Peace, love, joy, happiness, knowledge, power, purity, and bliss are my natural nature. Every thought that crosses my mind, I choose to radiate and empower it with peace and love. Look at the power that you have. I am consciously designing my thoughts, radiating this power to my body. I choose to radiate love, happiness in my relations, my relations are beautiful. I accept everybody, appreciate everybody. This is me. I radiate thoughts of comfort, thoughts of purity to the environment around me. Look at the powerful aura being created around you, that beautiful energy around you, the energy that nobody can affect, that I choose to create by mastering my thoughts. Experience God's power, love, peace, showering and empowering my soul. Experience that love and joy. Stay in that moment. Be in that moment. I am peaceful. I am loving. I am powerful. Om Shanti.
On all of your behalfs, I thank Dr. Mohit Gupta for sharing those nuances of life. A new way of living is not so difficult. All we need to do is to awaken to it, to realize that life is so much of worth when we know that the life that we are living has to be lived to its fullest. Thank you, Mohit, again for joining us today.
Hi, my name is Raj Raghunathan. I'm a professor of business at the McComb School of Business at the University of Texas at Austin and also a visiting professor at the Indian School of Business in India. I've been visiting ISB in India for the last about 8 or 9 years, and as many of you might know, the ISB campus is in Gachibowli, bang opposite actually the Brahma Kumaris campus. So that was my first introduction to the Brahma Kumaris. And I actually went to the campus to attend a mini conference and also to give a small talk on the topic of happiness. I do some research myself. I have a book. I have an online course. I actually have two online courses on happiness. And I got invited to attend the conference as well as give my talk. And I was very impressed with everything there, including the campus, which is beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. The building, the auditorium were excellent. The arrangements were excellent. And what I was most impressed by was the content of the talks. So as I mentioned, I'm a professor and I do some research on happiness myself. And that is my approach to the topic of happiness and well-being. And there are many different approaches. There is the spiritual approach. There is the kind of religious spiritual approach. There's also the kind of more medical approach and so on. And what I found to be really interesting was that a lot of the conclusions that most of the speakers came to during my session there, during the conference there, were all based off of science. So I love that for that reason. And later on, I got invited to another conference in Pune. This time again, the same thing was reinforced to me. And more than anything else, what really impressed me was that the speakers, the representatives of Brahma Kumaris, were people who were walking the talk. It was very clear that they weren't merely saying these things on what it takes to lead a happy and fulfilling life, but they were also following what they were preaching. They were walking the talk. And I remember in particular being very impressed with Sister Shivani, who was just absolutely charismatic and marvelous, and her talk just, you know, blew the audience away, and me too. I walked away feeling very, very impressed at how centered she was, and how articulate she was, and how well-versed she was both in Hindi and in English, and just the ability to get across a message in a language in a way that the layperson can understand, and yet is backed by what I know to be is to be backed by science. That's what impressed me. So overall, I'm a big fan of the Brahma Kumaris, and I think they do great work. And I have lots of friends, including Bala Kishore and Jay Chodagam, who are part of the Brahma Kumaris setup. And I hope to have continued collaboration and interactions with the Brahma Kumaris. Thank you.
ओम शांति। राजयोग के अभ्यास से हमारा मन एक अच्छा मित्र बन जाता है, और यह मित्र हमारे सच्चे मित्र से मिलाता है, परमात्मा से हमें मिलाता है। और जब ऐसे मित्र हमारे साथ हों, तो फिर कोई कठिनाई बड़ी नहीं, हर मुश्किल आसान, और सहज ही हम अपनी ऊंची से ऊंची मंजिल पर पहुंच जाते हैं। तो आइए इस गीत में हम इसी भाव को सुनते हैं। झरनों से संगीत है झरता, झरनों से संगीत है झरता, पत्थर के टकराने से तूफान भी तोहफा बन जाता, मन को मीत बनाने से, प्रभु को मीत बनाने से। झरनों से संगीत है झरता, पत्थर के टकराने से तूफान भी तोहफा बन जाता, मन को मीत बनाने से, प्रभु को मीत बनाने से। झरनों से संगीत है झरता, सागर भी रास्ता देता, पर्वत भी झुक जाता है। सागर भी रास्ता देता, पर्वत भी झुक जाता है, नामुमकिन मुमकिन हो जाता, वक्त भी रुक जाता है। जो करता वो ही जाने, जो करता वो ही जाने, क्या मिलता योग लगाने से, तूफान भी तोहफा बन जाता, मन को मीत बनाने से, मन को मीत बनाने से, प्रभु को मीत बनाने से। याचना ना कामना, प्रभु से कुछ ना मांगे हम, याचना ना कामना, प्रभु से कुछ ना मांगे हम, योग करे हम योग्य बने, प्रभु काम तुम्हारे आए हम। कष्ट कटे सब विघ्न मिटे, कष्ट कटे सब विघ्न मिटे, लगन की अग्नि लगाने से तूफान भी तोहफा बन जाता, मन को मीत बनाने से, मन को मीत बनाने से, हाँ प्रभु को मीत बनाने से। सुख का दिन या दुख की रातें, मन की नैया ना डोले। सुख का दिन या दुख की रातें, मन की नैया ना डोले। जीत हार हो फूल खार हो, जितना खाए हिचकोले। सदा समर्थ सहारा हो, सदा समर्थ सहारा हो, देता हाथ थमाने से तूफान भी तोहफा बन जाता, मन को मीत बनाने से, प्रभु को मीत बनाने से। झरनों से संगीत है झरता पत्थर के टकराने से तूफान भी तोहफा बन जाता मन को मीत बनाने से प्रभु को मीत बनाने से हाँ मन को मीत बनाने से हो प्रभु को मीत बनाने से
Om Shanti. I'm blessed to be part of the Brahma Kumari Institution for the past 10 years, and I am deeply inspired by the purity, simplicity, and spiritual knowledge of the Didis. I completed my Raj Yoga course around 8 years back, and since then, I sincerely strive to practice it in my daily life. This has given me enormous strength, mental strength, and calmness and peace of mind. I have learned that there are spiritual solutions to face every problem in life, and that is the best way to face our challenges. It keeps us happy, it gives us hope, and it gives us peace. And since I'm a psychologist, I really enjoy listening to Dr. Sachin and Dr. Girish Patel, who have offered such beautiful advices which I can use to offer my clients to help them face the challenges and the mental issues that they face. So Brahma Kumaris is an integral part of my day-to-day life, of my daily life. So I'm truly blessed and I am grateful to the Bhais and the Didis for the wonderful work that they're doing. Thank you.
Our next speaker for this evening is going to give us the third lesson of meditation. We all have understood the Supreme. We have all understood the Divine. Our next speaker for this evening is going to give us the third lesson of meditation. We all have understood the Supreme. We have all understood the Divine. But to establish that connection, to build a relationship with the Divine, does it require a lot? Should we put in a lot of effort? These are questions that one might have. The third lesson of meditation is going to be about our relationship with the Supreme. And to introduce you to this topic, we have Brahma Kumari's Sister Jayanti. Sister Jayanti is the European Director of the Brahma Kumaris in the Middle East. She is also the Brahma Kumaris representative to the United Nations Geneva. Sister Jayanti has been with the Brahma Kumaris for more than 60 years. She has been fortunate to take personal learnings from the founder of the Brahma Kumaris, Brahma Baba. All through her life, she has been seen as a person of innate wisdom, a person who practices spirituality in every step of her life. Her personality reflects an amazing charisma. It is often difficult to not notice the simplicity with which she explains the profoundness of spiritual wisdom. Let us hear from Sister Jayanti.
Om Shanti. Greetings of peace to my sisters and my brothers. I'm happy to join you for this IT retreat online. And of course, it's thanks to all the work that all of you have done over all these years that we have such tremendous facilities to be able to communicate even during lockdown. I think that everybody really appreciated all the work done by IT teams across the world to be able to stay in contact and stay in communication and continue with our work, but also continue with our leisure activities. And some of that includes, of course, all the amount of material that's being put out on YouTube and other platforms so that people can continue to study and learn and move forward. I'm sure school children who've been able to continue with their studies online have also been able to share with you all their good wishes and blessings. So, first of all, thank you. So the other thing that I'd like to take up, I know that the other day you had sessions about not just the situation in the world and how to deal with that, but knowing yourself, understanding who I am. And you also had a session about God and who that being is that we describe as the Supreme. But maybe it's such a new concept to think about a living relationship with the Divine that it needs a little bit more clarification. So we're going to take up the subject of relationship with the Divine. And I want you to just reflect a little bit firstly on the value of relationship. Humans are not creatures of isolation. If somebody does go off into the wild and want to spend time on their own for years and years and years, then you have a question about it. What is it that's motivating them? How come they're not part of the normal family life, being with people, exchanging with them, serving them, benefiting and learning from them? So relationships are integral to human development and personality. Not just your mother and father and siblings and teachers, but there's an influence, give and take, that happens with every human being you meet. Sometimes a positive one, sometimes not so positive, and sometimes, quite frankly, it's quite negative. And so, with human beings, of course, whatever I have within me is what I'm going to give to others, whether it's consciously or unconsciously, good or bad. And at this present moment, I would suggest that most human beings have a bit of a mixture. There's the goodness that shines forth from time to time, but not always. Then there's other things that seem to become part of human nature, and we can see that things are not really as they should be. So if I decide, what I'd like to do is to move forward in a direction that's going to enhance my personality, I want to be able to access goodness so that then I'm able to move in that direction. I want to be able to protect myself against negativity so that I don't fall into the trap of being impacted by falsehood and moving in that direction and then actually supporting it. And so this time, we describe this time as being Kali Yuga, the dark night, the end of the Iron Age, the time of the highest state of negativity in the world, both within humans, within situations, within our values, within our institutions, within our systems. All of these things are impacted by Kali Yuga, the dark period, the age of darkness. I don't think anybody can challenge that at all. But I decide, I don't want to be part of that darkness anymore. It's a bold decision. It's a challenge to the world. But at the core of my being, there's something that's telling me, I don't want negativity. I want to be able to move forward using the power of spirituality, which is different to religion, but I want to use the power of spirituality to move forward to my destination, which is more positivity, an enhancement of the goodness that there is within, to be able to reach my own highest potential. And of course then it's not just valuable for myself, of course it is, but it's valuable for my family, all those around me, my nearest and dearest ones. If I'm negative, it has an impact on them. And you've seen enough of what happens then. I don't describe it anymore. But if I'm enhancing my positivity and my goodness, what's going to happen to the atmosphere in my home? is definitely going to improve. It's going to be of benefit to everybody in that household. What happens in terms of my relationship with my colleagues? They benefit also, because they might be going through a bit of a down period, and if I'm stable, then I can actually serve them and uplift them and help them move forward also. But also, I won't allow myself to get into conflict with anyone. Maybe somebody is pretty belligerent and they come to me in that attitude, but I'm able to protect myself and not be impacted by their negativity. And so, of course, it means the atmosphere at the workplace, when we finally get together to work together, but otherwise, even working online, you can pick up the feeling that one of your colleagues is not quite as they should be, and they're in a mode of attack. And so, to protect myself, but also to maintain a sense of harmony within colleagues, one or a dozen or a hundred, I need to be able to connect with that which is the highest within me, the purest within me. And we all have that. But I just need to find a way to remove the dust and access that goodness. I think by now you've understood that I'm going to talk about the relationship with the divine in that context, in which definitely I experience that benefit, but that benefit reaches out to my family, to my colleagues, but also eventually to the world. It impacts the work that I do. It impacts the way in which I do my work. I know that sometimes IT has also been blamed for a lot of negativity on various platforms. If I happen to be in a decision-making capacity, then my own inner truth and conscience is going to help keep negativity out from IT platforms, because social media has a huge impact on people today, especially young ones. You know all the statistics. But if I make sure that I stay under the influence and the canopy of protection of the divine, then the truth within the soul is going to be enhanced, and I'm going to be able to share that vision in which truth is upheld rather than misinformation, false information, and all the things that have happened in this era of post-truth. But it's time to get back to truth. Only then can we feel comfortable and safe. In an era of falsehood, who is safe? Not even the one who's propagating untruth is safe. No one is safe. And so it's so vital we return to a state of truth once more. The influences from here are mixed, never stable. But when I sit in the awareness of the inner being, the soul, and I connect with the divine, that definitely is an influence of very, very powerful vibrations of goodness, positivity, truth, power, love, joy, all things that are beautiful that we want to have in our lives. How do I do this? Yes, I have to come to the awareness of the soul. I have to think about God as that being of light, the supreme soul, the one who has all the positive attributes. But also, I can make it much more fun. I can think about different relationships with the divine. In certain parts of the world, they think of God as the Father. But in Bharat, we are very accustomed to thinking of God as Mother and Father, which again indicates that there's no physical form involved. Because if there were a physical form, then it's the one or the other. But Nirakar, the one who doesn't have physical form, is the one who can be Mother and Father. What are the special qualities of a mother? a big heart, an unlimited heart, that's able to give unconditional love, that's able to give non-judgmental love. The father role is a bit different, but the mother role, absolutely free from conditions and judgments. She cleaned the child an hour ago, and now the child comes in mucky from having played in the mud outside. Well, she's not going to scold the child. She'll pick up the child and go clean the child with a lot of love and say, it's okay, this is part of childhood, it's okay. And so no complaints. And I know that not all mothers fit this image, but that's okay, because everybody's playing whatever role they can to the best of their ability. But we're thinking about the Supreme Mother, the Divine. And so all the qualities of a mother enhanced, multiplied to the nth degree. And there you have the Supreme Mother. No end to the compassion, no end to the forgiveness, no end to the care and love and sustenance. It's always, always, always there. But I need to tap into it. Let me focus my thoughts on the Divine, that being of light, and reflect on this quality of the Mother. The love, the compassion, the nurture, the generosity of heart and spirit. And I'll begin to feel that love reach me. Love is there, but I need to tune in to the right frequency. If you've got a receiver, but it's tuned to a different frequency, the transmitter is sending the transmission, but your receiver isn't able to capture it. You have to reset and find the right frequency so that you're able to connect to that wavelength, and then in that case, yes, you're able to receive the message. And so whilst I've had all sorts of notions based on my imagination about God, I haven't been able to connect. The connection begins when I go on that inner journey of soul consciousness, and with that, then I'm able to connect with the Divine, with the Supreme, the being of light, the ocean of all attributes. Once I've connected in this way with the Supreme Mother, those qualities reach me. They comfort me, they support me, they transform me. Maybe there are many hurts that I carry from the past. Maybe there are still wounds that are fresh. Maybe it's situations that I'm still in today. But God's love as the Mother is so filled with compassion and love that whatever are the wounds of the past become healed. Whatever are the trials and tribulations of the present moment get resolved through the power of that love. The healing capacity of the love of the Mother is enormous. Even when a child falls down and the child goes running to the mother just has to say, come, I'll kiss it better. And the child believes it, and somehow the pain goes away. And that's with a human mother. So just imagine how much the power of love can do for the soul when it's from the Supreme. And truly, it's a love that transforms and heals and uplifts and is even able to make me forgive. Does a mother count how many times she has forgiven? Doesn't work like that. And so God's love enlarges my capacity so that I can let go and forgive and find freedom. In fact, in forgiveness, there's freedom for me. It's benefit for me. But it's the power of God's love that raises me to that point where it actually begins to work in that way. God, the Father. The Father has an inheritance. property to give to the child. And so the mother is absolutely vital, but equally the father. The father sustains, the father supports, the father is able to give special inheritance. The inheritance I receive from my father is that of joy, happiness. My father is the one who is sustaining me, taking care of me, looking after me, protecting me, and most of all, is giving me a sense of eternal joy that is independent of all the things that are going on outside and all around. So as I tune in first to the mother, and I feel the love and that upliftment, then I'm ready to come to God the Father. And again, it's not a physical thing. God is a spiritual being, a being of light. I am a spiritual being, a being of light. And so the connection is not a physical thing. It's a spiritual connection. But as I make that connection with the Father, I feel the joy that I've rediscovered this eternal relationship. Maybe I was an atheist, a total non-believer. Something pushed me into searching, and here I am today. Maybe I was an agnostic. I didn't know what to believe. Maybe I was into bhakti, a devotee. But I had many questions, and those questions weren't being answered. And so today, I'm able to understand more. I'm able to start moving on the path of jnana and yoga, staying with the family, staying with my responsibilities at work, not neglecting any of those. But now, I have rediscovered the eternal relationship with the Divine. And as a result of that, I've discovered joy. Happiness comes back into my life once more. And it's totally independent of the things outside. And that's important, especially at this moment. We have no idea what sort of austerity measures are going to come into place post-COVID. Whenever that's going to happen, we don't know. But we know that the world is going to go through a huge economic downturn. How is that going to impact me and my family? I don't know. What I do know is that my relationship with the Divine will keep the flame of joy alive in my heart, and I'll be able to serve my family and friends and colleagues through my own inner joy and happiness, which is not dependent on facilities and positions and finances. All those are separate. But internally, I now rediscover great joy. And I feel that support and that canopy of protection that's going to keep me safe from negativity from outside. And at the world at the present time, there's a huge amount of negativity that I can keep myself safe with God's help, God's remembrance. There's another role that God plays, and that is the role of a teacher. Am I willing to be a student of God? It takes a lot of courage. If you go to a little village school teacher, there's a certain expectation that this guy is going to help me fulfill something or another, and it's easy. You go to a junior school, secondary school, you have many teachers, and each one, according to their ability, is going to teach you the best that they can. You go to uni, and the teachers there have a different standard, and they expect you to follow a different standard, very high levels. And now, I'm choosing to come to the Supreme Teacher. What is my expectation of the teacher, and what is the teacher's expectation of me? Well, I've decided that I want to come to the Supreme Teacher because I want to understand deeply the meaning of life, the significance of what's going on. I want to be able to know myself more and more. And human teachers can't do that for me. So I know I've come to God, my teacher, to be able to have a deeper understanding and an awareness of truth and reality in a way that wasn't possible before. And the teacher's expectation of me, yes, the teacher will give me homework and the teacher will expect me to do it. So maybe my chance to study with the Supreme Teacher is just 1 hour per day. It doesn't eat into your family life or your work life or anything. So maybe just 1 hour a day to learn with the Supreme Teacher. But the homework is going to be 23 hours a day. Or okay, subtract your hours of sleep. But it impacts sleep also. Okay, but for the moment, subtract your hours of sleep. And so that means my homework is the whole day. Because my homework is connected with my life. And so life is continuous. It's not just for an hour or two. A relationship is continuous. It's again for life, not just for an hour or two. Friends, yes, I can pick and drop my friends. And maybe my friendship is such a sweet one that I can have a friend and let go for a few years and pick it up again. It's okay. But with some, my mother, my father, the Supreme Teacher, it's an ongoing relationship, not for a few hours a day, but all the time. And so, am I ready to be a student of the Supreme Teacher? Well, the secrets of the universe can be revealed if I choose. The teacher is willing me to take me on a guided tour through all those secrets. So let me experiment. Let me study the things that the Supreme Teacher is able to teach me. The things of this world are whatever they are. But the Supreme Teacher teaches me the things of the dimensions beyond. And once I understand those, I see their relevance to the things that are going on here. And then I look at what's happening today and I say, I'm not afraid. I understand what's happening. Once you understand, you're not afraid anymore. And so the Supreme Teacher is able to take away my fear because I now understand. But God is also my friend, not just my teacher. You share things of your heart with your friend, not with your teacher or even mother and father. And so God is my friend and can be with me at any moment that I want, is ready to do whatever it is I need to support me, is available. More available than any of my human friends for sure. I don't need to make an appointment. And so keep your friend, God the Supreme, with yourself through the day. And it's a relationship of fun. He teases you and you tease him. Something happens and you say, oh God, what's going on? And he'll whisper in your ear, it's just a game. It's okay. Keep smiling. Keep moving on. So the friend is always somebody who advises you, gives you good counsel. And so this friend is the highest of all. God is also my guru. I don't have a human guru. I don't need a human guru. I need the Supreme Guru, the Sat Guru, the one who shows me the path of truth. And so God, the Supreme Guru, shows me the path to liberation and liberation in life. God is able to carry me out of bondage to a state of liberation. And the beautiful thing is that it's not just some time in the future, but it's now, it's today. All these relationships with God, you can experiment with in silence and feel the value and benefit of these at this moment. Which means that here's a situation and I can feel I can be trapped by this. I'm getting into a state of bondage, or I am in a state of bondage already. I connect with the Divine in the role of the Satguru, and the Satguru shows me how to free myself from that bondage, how to ensure that I don't get trapped any further. And so liberation in life is an experience that we can have here and now. These are some of the relationships with the Divine, but maybe these five are the most important foundation. And so my hope is that you'll experiment with these and see what happens. You can begin as an atheist, you can begin as an agnostic. I know someone who was in contact with the Brahma Kumaris, a very good friend, and he would say to Daddy Janki, who was at that time more often in London, now of course she's passed on, but he would say to her, "Daddy, I love you, I love the teachings, but don't ask me to believe in God." 9 years later, but he continued, he had meditation 4 o'clock every day, he changed his diet to plant-based diet, he made many changes in his life, and he held high position in Parliament in the UK. So 9 years after he first met Daddy, he phoned Daddy and said, "Daddy, I want to meet you." Came to see her. He said, "Daddy, are you pleased to know I believe in God?" So just keep going with that practice of turning within, of connecting with the One Above when you're ready. But I know that once you practice soul consciousness, you're open to those vibrations that can give you practical proof of God's existence, and more than that, your own personal relationship with the Divine. Enjoy the journey. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Sister Jayanti, for helping us reconnect to our own relationship with the Divine. And this relationship is not just one. We can connect to the Divine, to the Source and the Supreme on multiple levels. We can experience different relationships, the joys and the gains of different relationships with just the One. Thank you so much for simplifying our relationship with the Supreme, that we can connect to Him, not in the future, but at this very moment. Thank you very much for joining us on the second day of the IT conference. This was the end of evening session. I believe the second day has been interesting, exploring new concepts, a new way of living. Thank you so much for joining us today. I will see you tomorrow. Till then, enjoy your new learnings.